It is 18 minutes before the hour here on the Drought at Large radio show. We're pleased to be in studio with John Manelis. He is the owner of Auto Care Plus. It is now a multi-outlet operation. Yeah, let me do that.
There we go.
It's like a gear. They have facilities here in the Queen City at 991 Candia Road, in Merrimack at 738 Daniel Webster Highway, just south of the Bedford border, up in Conway on Route 16, just on the outskirts of downtown, and Wolfboro, also just on the downtown outskirts with their big facility on Center Street. That's Route 28. And then down east in South Portland, Maine, across from the Maine Mall. Online at autocareplus.com, where you can get the details of all of their locations, a complete list of services. You'll discover why, by the way, they call themselves your dealer alternative. And you'll learn about their 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty, all their auto care clubs, and oh, so much more, like their pre-purchase inspection, which is really kind of ironic because they also sell cars. They have them on the lot in Merrimack on Conway, occasionally at other locations. And if you see something online that you like, they can drive it from wherever it is to wherever you are and give you a chance to take a look. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
You used half the segment just telling people what you do.
Well, you know, if you don't see it online, you can call us too, because honestly, I'm waiting for my redo of my website, and I haven't updated it in a while. So, but, you know, Web Savvy Guy's going to help me with that. So,
Web Savvy Guy's going to help you with that? Hey, John, get on the stick, will you? You need to see the updated cars.
So, anyway, good morning.
How are you, John?
I'm good. So, it's another sunny day, and summer's coming, I think.
And
so,
a happy Father's Day, too, which is tomorrow.
To you as well.
Is it tomorrow? Sunday, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, no... No big plans for you, right?
Yeah, no. Track meet. My son is competing in his first ever decathlon. My daughter in her first ever heptathlon. And Saturday and Sunday, therefore, are committed to the city of Nashua and watching the kids engage.
A true Father's
in
Day
sports and true Father's Day, and just hope that 30, 40 years from now, they're not using bathrooms for the opposite sex.
Oh God!
There you go. I'm sorry. I'm not into the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Not putting that on a box of Wheaties.
No. Hey, I can tell you, I had a great experience with Bruce back in the day when he was a keynote speaker at one of the events in the automotive world.
Oh, yeah?
A few years back. I look at it a little differently now.
did something seem a bit off about him then, John?
I sat and had dinner with him. So
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that had to be a thrill. God love him. I mean,
it was great how he was great. He's a motivational speaker. He did a really good job talking about the 1978 Olympics. So
yeah.
Anyway,
cool.
Talk about cars today. I wanted to, you know, touch upon a few of these questions that we get.
Fact or fiction.
So I called it fact or fiction. But
cool. I love these things.
You know, it's just... some of the stuff gets carried over the years and either comes down as starts out as myth and remains myth, or doesn't, or was never a myth, or who knows what it is.
Starts out as myth and becomes legend.
I just wanted to sort it out because, you know, it's going to be a little bit hot this weekend, I hear.
Okay.
And some of those questions we get is the windows down and the AC off, is that better for fuel mileage or not?
Oh, I have an answer to this. It's something like, as long as you're not driving more than 40 miles an hour, it's better to have the windows down. But if you're over 40 miles an hour, it's better to have the air conditioning on.
Well, I would say it's going to be 91 or 90 something on Saturday, no matter what it is. Don't care about the gas, just turn the AC on. But I would tell you, honestly, yes, back in the 60s and 70s, the windows down, AC off was a better economic fuel.
Okay.
Today, unfortunately, that's not true. It's actually fiction at this point, because the cars are actually designed in a wind tunnel now, and they're designed with the windows all up. And the wind goes. If that's why, if you ever notice when your kids open the window in the back seat, your ears are about to fly
off. It cavitates, yeah.
Yeah, all that air is designed to go around the car and out the back, and it's the most economical way to run the vehicle. People say, "What about my sunroof?" Same thing. They open the sunroof, the air gets in, and it creates a, you know, resistance, a drag, and again, the AC systems themselves. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, we're old enough to remember, you turn that on, the whole car would go. And like, oh my God, is it going to make it up this hill?
Right.
No, sometimes you'd have to turn the AC off to get up the hill. So That's how much power they consumed back in the day.
Well, and the true answer is that the AC off and the windows up will give you the best. It makes about a 10% difference in my truck.
Yeah, well, I believe it because, I mean, again, it's – and that was the other one that I came up upon, you know, not to – so don't roll the windows down.
And by the way, it's a great weight loss thing too. It's kind of like driving in a sauna.
Well, that was another tip I had is when you get into that car and it's been in the parking lot all day after work and it's 160 degrees inside there and your iced coffee that you left in there is now a hot coffee. You know, it is a good idea at that point to roll the windows down, get the air, you know, that hot air out because I got a lot of calls during the summer. My AC doesn't work. It's like, it's not going to make the car ice cold when it's 160 degrees. It's going to have to work real, real hard to get all that, okay. You know, pull all that moisture and that humidity out of the air and the heat. And it doesn't come on instantly. So you got to help it out, get down the road, leave the windows open, get that hot air out, and then roll the windows up and let the AC
now,
do its job.
Should you run it while the windows are down?
Yeah, you can. I mean, that's no problem. I think it helps hot air. I mean,
it does.
You know,
okay.
That's the thing you want to do is help it get the hot air out as quick as possible, and don't make it go through the AC system. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it was. It's one of those common ones we get this time of year because it hasn't been really hot, but I think we're gonna come into a little bit a few 90-degree days. So, inevitably, the people that didn't check their AC all year till now, oh. It doesn't work. So, anyway, then the pickup truck driver, the tailgate up or the tailgate down?
Oh, you mean to improve
for a better few mileage?
Well, I say probably a tailgate down.
And that would be the common sense answer. I would agree with you, and unfortunately, that is also in a fiction.
Because, you are incorrect.
Incorrect, because again, these trucks also were designed in this tunnel.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah,
Josh. Do we have like you know? Ding, ding, ding. Do we have? Because we should you know get some sound effects. And by the way, I don't know 606-6762. Maybe if you get the answer right, we'll give you what
a Father's Day gift
of Father's Day
oil change or
free
something.
Oil change yeah. Set of windshield wipers. I don't know.
Yeah, so that is basically
an $800 set of tires.
Tires are important. I was going to put them on the list, but I was going to save that for a topic.
So the truck bed, the truck gate up.
Is actually better for fuel economy because, they were designed where the air doesn't actually go down. Comes off the roof and it goes out over the back of the truck. And if you actually put the tailgate down, it's going to suck that air down. Into the bed.
Really?
And it's going to create some kind of vortex near the window and some resistance there and some resistance on the sides of the cab. So, again, it was designed to go out over the top.
And, so, now that's modern trucks. What
modern
about something
trucks.
Built
back in the
20, 30 years
ago?
Yeah,
they didn't take this stuff into consideration. Gas was 10 cents a gallon and it was abundant. And, you know, the engineering of the cars today is, you know, they get everything
okay.
squeezed out of them.
So air conditioning on, tailgate up.
And, you know, again, the people that make the nets for the back of the truck probably wouldn't agree with me. But, that's the fact. If you want to go on and Google it somewhere, I'm sure you'll get a bunch of answers. But, I mean, the correct answer is it's definitely today's modern trucks, you know. I have a tonneau cover in the back of mine, which doesn't affect it, again, because it's still going over all that. That doesn't help fuel mileage. And I've driven my truck many miles without the tonneau and without the tailgate down, and it really doesn't make a difference
okay.
for me. So,
what's next?
What else we got? Gasoline. Yeah. We've talked about gas before. I was going to ask the question, is all brands of gas the same?
Are all brands of gas the same?
Is one brand better than another?
Like Texaco or Exxon
or AL Prime or Irving?
I'll say sure.
Yes, and that would be true. So ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey. It looks like he's looking for something. So all brands are the same. Gas is gas?
No, it's not true.
Okay, it's not true.
So, no, there are better, again, some, if you want to actually look at this for yourself, there's a website called toptiergas.com.
Okay.
And if you guys want to check that out, you can read all about gasoline and the additives and the detergents that are put into the higher end gasolines and the brands. Again, I've said this before in the show, you can buy the cheap gas indefinitely, but you know, every once in a while, every couple of tank fulls, you're going to want to run a nice fuel injector cleaner type of additive to put to the tank.
So it doesn't affect the performance of the vehicle. It just
no. The base stock gasoline is what's burning. The right. other stuff is additives that detergents. Much like
so, they all have their different detergents and different additives right. and whatnot.
And it helps with the maintenance of the vehicle. It helps with keeping carbon deposits from building up on your pistons and your valves and all kinds of stuff like that. So that is why, for the everyday driver in the short term, it's not going to make a difference. But in the long term, and maintenance wise, and coming to see us, it's going to make a difference. And so again, I always encourage people to run some like a Tekron type of a fuel injector cleaner, not a $2 bottle.
If they're buying the cheap gas,
yeah, don't buy the cheap fuel injection either. Buy the buy the $8 or $10 or $20 bottle because it's better, and not because it's more. It's just high concentrate. It's a better product. It's gotcha. Like everything else in life. You get what you pay for. So.
Okay.
Oh man. So anyway, change your oil every 5,000 miles. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
I hope that's not the show crashing and burning. No, I would say yes, that is true. The oils are better than they used to be. Back in the day, we used to recommend 3,000 miles. And I would tell you, most engines and most oils are now designed to go 5,000 miles. Some go more.
Okay. Now, is it mileage or months? Because I'm looking at the mileage on my stickers, and I'm looking at the month that was projected to hit that mileage. What do you go, the mileage or the month?
I would go with the mileage. I mean, if you don't drive a lot, I would want you to change your oil once a year. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want if the person that that's retired and actually sits at home all day and doesn't drive much, and they do.
I drive to the grocery store on Saturday and church on Sunday, and that's about it.
And that's the worst for cars because, honestly, that's where the moisture builds up in the crankcase, and it never gets hot enough to burn it off. And so that oil retains the water, and that's corrosive to the engine. So that's why we recommend time-based for people that don't drive enough to at least put some fresh oil that doesn't have all the moisture sitting there on it. And it's a good idea to get that out of there. My mother, she drives a Chevy Volt, and the engine hardly ever runs because she's always running off the batteries.
Isn't that sort of like the modern day version of the Ford Pinto?
It's a nice technology there. I love that car.
I know, but the Pinto, it would burst on impact, but the Chevy Volt used to burst on turning the key. It's like,
those cars are a little. The Pinto is kind of like a cell phone, it's disposable. It doesn't work anymore. You just throw it away.
So mom drives a Volt. All right, we have time for one more.
One more, okay. We've talked about that enough times. Maybe I'll go to another one. Oh. Well, let's go with that one. Do you have to go back to the dealer for all of your maintenance services while you're under warranty?
Yes.
Come on, Josh, where are you? No. Yeah, absolutely. If the dealership is telling you that you have to go back to them to do your oil changes and your fluid flushes and keeping your maintenance up to date to keep your car under warranty, then they should be paying for it. That's the way it is. If they're not paying for it.
Right. But to maintain the warranty, you just have to be able to prove that you did the recommended services at the recommended time.
Right.
Which means going to a facility
that keeps history.
Yours that keeps full history.
Even if you did it yourself in your driveway, as long as you wrote it down in a notebook, kept your receipts for the oil that you bought. I mean, the manufacturer is not going to fight you on this because, A, most of the time, nothing's going to go wrong in the warranty period anyway.
Right.
That's why they have one. So, again, it's not... it's not uncommon that it does if you really neglect your car. But, I mean, most of the time, if you're taking care of it, it's not going to be an issue. But, a lot of times they try to, they'll sell you this maintenance package, and as part of the car. And so, yes, at that point, your maintenance is free and you go back to them because you already paid for it. You just didn't realize it in the payment. But other than that, no, anything that happens you know, to keep the maintenance up, the changing of the fluids and stuff, that's a maintenance. That's not a warranty thing. It's not like, you know, your water pump's leaking. That would be covered under warranty. So, yeah, that's one of those things that the dealers have done a good job of telling customers over the years that you have to come back to them. And, frankly, they can't keep up with any of it anymore with all the airbag recalls. So
yeah,
we should talk about that someday. That's going to go on for until like 2020.
Forever.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I got for today. I got to talk about batteries next week because that was another one everybody thinks.
Okay. Batteries next week.
Summertime batteries and AC. That's what I'm going to come back with.
Nice. John Manelis, as always, good to have you in the house. AutoCare Plus is online at AutoCarePlus.com. They're on Candy Road in Manchester, Daniel Webster Highway in Merrimack, Route 28 in Wolfboro, Route 16 in Conway, and I have no idea where they are in Maine. It's just across from the Maine Mall.
Westbrook Street.
Westbrook Street in South Portland. All right, we're going to take a quick break for traffic, weather, and sports. We'll be back with the news at the top of the hour. Stay with us.